Going to be reading out of the book of Mark in chapter 4, starting at verse 35 and going to 41. If you feel like standing for the reading of God's word. On that day, when evening had come, he told them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the sea." So they left the crowd and took him along, since he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. He was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. So they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to die?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Silence, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked one another, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." Lord, we thank you for this word. We ask that you anoint me, that I can speak the words that you have for the people today. Just be in the scriptures, Lord. We ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. Reading this scripture kind of, it reminds us how peaceful Jesus is and was. You know, he was asleep in the boat. Nothing to worry about. Storms didn't matter. He could calm them. I don't think I'd worry either if I could calm the seas. Let them rise. Who cares? Disciples, though, they knew they couldn't calm them. They were scared. They just knew they were going to die. Now, I did some research a little bit, so I want to give you some information here to kind of help understand about the boat. The boats of the time were usually made of cedar planks and scrap pieces of wood. They were fairly small, 7.5 feet wide, 25 feet long, and 4.3 feet deep. Not a huge boat. Besides a mast, it had four spots spread out for rowers. The stern where Jesus slept was probably elevated, which would fill with water less quickly. Now the Sea of Galilee was not a large sea, 13 miles long and 8 miles wide. But the shape of the hills surrounding the sea kind of funneled the storms in onto the water, so they could come up sudden and be very devastating to the boats when they're out in the middle of it. So the disciples kind of had good reason to be scared, you know. Some of the stuff I heard with the storms that come up over there, they can topple boats over and you know, just tear them apart. So, you know, they cried out to Jesus, waking him up, you know, "Don't you care that we're about to die?" Sound familiar? I know I've said it, "Don't you care?" to God, you know. "Don't you care I'm alone? Don't you care my child has cancer?" I heard a lady say that one time. "Don't you care I'm ill or I lost my parents?" Don't you care? You know, it's easy for us to yell that to God. "Don't you care about us?" Jesus awoke and got up and said to the winds and the waves, "Peace be still." And they obeyed. Then he asked the question to them, "How come you don't have faith? You know, where is your faith?" At this point, they really don't seem to know who he is, you know. They ask at the end, who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Who is he? They truly did not believe at that point in time that Jesus was the Messiah. They didn't have the faith, so they were afraid. Now, I want to look back into the book of Matthew, chapter 14, 22 through 33. And this is another time of the boat. "Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After dismissing the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Well into the night, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat was already some distance from land, battered by the waves because the wind was against them. Jesus came toward them walking on the sea very early in the morning. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. Immediately, Jesus spoke to them, "Have courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter answered him, "command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, caught hold of him, and said to him, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those in the boat worshipped and said, "Truly you are the Son of God." So we have another time with them in the boat, out in the water with the wind and the waves. Only thing was, Jesus isn't sleeping in the boat this time. He walks out to them on the water. Now, one of the footnotes that I found about the ghost is a lot of the fishermen at that point in time, they might still today, I don't know, but they believed that when a person died at sea, wherever they died at, their ghost wandered around out there. So that's why they threw that out there. It was a ghost. And that some fisherman died and he's coming to get us, you know. I don't know. But that was some of what they believed. But Jesus spoke to them and said, "It's I." You know, that was one of his statements quite frequently was, "It is I." So Peter says, you know, if it's really you, "I think it is, Lord, but if it's really you, tell me to come." And so Jesus said, "Come." So Peter, against better judgment, got out of the boat and started walking on the water. Until he realized, I think probably, that he was walking on the water. But he took his eyes off of Jesus. And he started paying attention to those waves and the wind. And he started sinking. And he hollers at Jesus to grab him. You know, "Lord, save me." And Jesus took hold of them, and they got in the boat, and the wind stopped. Peter has come a long ways from the first time with Jesus on the water. You know, he truly believes now. So we've come from, "Don't you care about this storm?" to Peter asking, "If it's you, tell me to come." So between the two happenings, you know, Peter's faith had grown. And all of them had. You know, it ends it with them saying, you know, that when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Those in the boat worshipped and said, "Truly you are the Son of God." So between the two situations, they went from, you know, "Who is this teacher?" to "You are the Son of God." So all of their faith had grown. But Jesus still asked him, you know, "Why'd you doubt? You have little faith." He had faith, which was better than the first go-round, but he had just a little bit of faith, you know. And we do know that later on, Peter gets a lot of faith once the Holy Spirit gets a hold of him. But the difference, you know, I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, I guess, is the difference. The faith, even a small amount, you know, they didn't have any faith the first happening, or it was very small. They knew who to ask, you know, they knew, woke Jesus up, you know, they knew who to go to get the wind to stop. It just hadn't, all the dots hadn't connected yet that this is the Son of God. This isn't just a prophet or something that can stop things. But they knew that he could help, so they asked him. And their faith the second time had grown enough that they knew that this is the Son of God. So you might ask, you know, how can our faith grow like that? I'm sure if God wanted us to walk on water and he asked us, we could do it, you know, if it took a little bit of faith. Yeah, I'm pretty sure all of us got a little bit of faith. But we still have the question, you know, sometime in our lives, God, don't you care about what's going on? You know, what I'm going through. I'm going through this tribulation, this trial. I'm